Lime, duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect the wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most.
No more Mr. Nice Jew.
I'm a thick boy down low.
Viral stand-up about professional wrestling. Damn, Black.
I love comic books.
A.K.A. Dutsky Blackamora, A.K.A. Donnie Wrestling. Donnie Wrestling. A.K.A. Donnie Dirt Sheets, the Creatine Dream, Papa Oat Milk, baby. So many nicknames. It's getting spicier every year, baby. Woo! Woo! Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby.
Gabba, gabba, wee, gabba, gabba, gay, gabba,
yeah. This girl, she's mine. And up, up, hum.
Oh, you didn't know?
She's fine. What up, jabroniacs? We are back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy. Wee caliente wrestling reactions. I hope everybody had a great 2020. Oh my God. Here's the ball dropping. Live from Times Square right now. It's starting a little bit early. WWE should have a cage drop, right? Wouldn't that be cool? The WWE cage drop? That would be awesome. But I hope you know what? Listen. Any year that you're alive is a time to be grateful, right? And another year in the books. This is the last cow episode of 2020, hoping for a really prosperous WrestleMania-filled 2021. Maybe Cowmania-filled 2021. Who knows? Who really knows where we'll end up? Before we move on, if you've been listening to the Cow Podcast for all of 2020, especially 2020, really find it in your hearts to support this podcast. Given all the changes this podcast went through, we didn't miss shit for you guys. As a matter of fact, many would argue, tremendous amount of people would argue that we upped our game in 2020. And so support this podcast over at patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Shout out to new Patroniac, Stephen Craig, who joined Patreon today, which made me feel like he had a moment of like, yo, this podcast gave me a lot this year. You know what I mean? At December 30th, it hit him.
Love that.
But yeah, so anyway, we're never asking for handouts. We got tons of amazing bonus content over on our Patreon, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Get access to every Friday morning, me and Nick Tulo, the Supermark, discuss AEW NXT, the week of the Wednesday Night Wars. And also, we just, pal around, have a nice time. And also, you get access to our full archives of the Cow Movie Club. Also you get access to our monthly Cow Zoom Thunderdome, where we hang out and watch a WWE pay-per-view together. Our next one we'll announce next week. We'll announce what it'll be. Likely will be the Royal Rumble, right? On January 31st, which will be really exciting. So that'll likely be what we do. We hang out. Hang out on a Zoom call, have a nice time, mess around with the soundboard, and enjoy each other's company. Should be a good time. We have new entrants every 2 minutes. Pretty fun. So support this podcast and all the awesome fun shit that we're doing. By the way, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you do on there and you tell us, leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and you tell us a wrestler who became one of your guys, we give you a shout out on the podcast for that. That's fine. We'll do that next. We'll give you all the rest of those shout outs next week and kick off 2021. But thank you for that. Also, remember, follow our YouTube page at DanBlackAttack/comedians of wrestling podcast. YouTube page. We're constantly turning this podcast into a YouTube show as well. That's worth checking out. And a lot of upgrades happening. Okay, cool. All right, we got a lot to get into. Before I get into the 2020 roundup. Let me introduce the room today. She's the first lady of Cow to my down, and Ms. Erinfinity.
What up?
Erin, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
And coming over from the Patreon, the super Mark, the thick boy down low.
I'm a thick boy down low.
Mr. Nick Tulo, the Markitect.
What's up?
4:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm a thick boy down low.
At Tiptoe with Tulo on Twitch and Twitter, you can find me. That's right, baby. Wow, 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 wow.
Really jamming that catchphrase down, the wow, 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 which
you
so far has
that
not come on.
Me, I thought.
Oh, is it Aaron's?
Yeah, not I was like, on. Wow, 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 wow. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Happy New Year, you guys. Happy New Year. I'm excited for the New Year's to change. You know, I don't know. I don't need to do the classic 2020 sucked. You guys know what's up. I mean, 2020 definitely did suck in a lot of ways. I definitely am rounding it out with a little bit of the spicy COVID, which I announced last week.
Just quick update,
a little bit of the spicy COVID.
Mm-hmm. You ordered your COVID extra spicy.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Yeah, spice level. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like spice level. I went for Inferno, mm-hmm. Which is a lingering cough. Oh, man. This tussin is not helping. Anyway, but in lieu of our normal episode where we'll kind of just, you know, where we do our thing, we discuss all wrestling, we're going to discuss the year of 2020 in pro wrestling. Because just let you guys know, yes, while wrestling did have a weird year, there was, you know, we did get many, many a pay-per-view in including WrestleMania with a fan in the shot in the Performance Center. But we did have the greatest wrestling match of all time. We did have that. It happened to take place in the Performance Center, you know?
Never forget.
Yeah. But so I have prepared, in the tradition of this podcast, a couple of lists for you guys. And I should have checked them twice, but obviously I did not. Some lists of this year. Now, so, yeah, we're not going to discuss specifics. We'll get into it as we have a discussion. We'll use these as jumping off points to discuss the year of wrestling. But I just want to say that we're not going to discuss just like the specifics of Raw and SmackDown this week, you know. But before we get into all of it, just want to give a quick give a quick RIP to Mr. Brody Lee, the Exalted One. Who I always say this on the pod that I suck at eulogizing wrestlers. I mean, I what can you say, man, about any life, really, when it comes down to it? But the interesting thing about Brody Lee, I think that it's probably been, I don't know, 4-something days or something since he passed. Every person was shocked by this guy passing away. And what I could say about this guy as a wrestler, I think, like, you know, every single person had an amazing thing to say about this dude. You know, like, what kind of – it's interesting. When I feel like some wrestlers pass away and then it's more about, like, highlighting their matches and their career, you know. And he went away passed away, and everyone, like, there wasn't one person who didn't have, like – not just, like, he was a nice guy. Like, everyone had a specific story about this dude. And so I'm just really happy that this dude had such a defining year for himself and got to find a home outside of WWE and hopefully do some of the stuff that he wanted, you know, had more artistic freedom over at AEW and also, you know, had a satisfying career outside of some of the frustrating booking that I'm sure he had in WWE based on their, you know, creative process. So I just think it's amazing, the nice words. Now, I'll say me personally, and it's, you know, it's a joke to even talk about my interactions with him, but I met the guy 2 times, both time at Dolph Ziggler's. Wow. It's a little COVID mispronunciation. People are talking about COVID toes. They're not talking about COVID mispronunciation. It's very tough to diagnose, especially when you're from Long Island, you know?
Really tough.
But, I specifically, when I won the title on the night of the day of Cowmania 1, Luke Harper, Brody Lee was there, or John, and he was hanging out at Caroline's with us, And I was like, hey, you guys want to, like, I know this title doesn't mean shit to you guys because you're actual WWE wrestlers, you know what I mean? Right. But, like, do you guys mind, like, doing, like a, you know, like, some goofs with me with it? And, he was so down. I posted a video of them kind of, like, they're kind of, like, roasting me. That, like, I'm so proud I won the cow title, and they're all kind of, like, just clapping, like, who is this guy, you know? And that was really fun. Also, he was just a cool guy to talk to in the times I saw him. He also was really funny. In the shows, he would do, like, kind of a – he would, like, try to, like, freak everybody out and walk, like, through the crowd and, like, kind of, like, zombified, you know, like Luke Harper style with, the eyes really wide. And people loved it, so – anyway, go check out his matches. A couple of things is that his Pro Wrestling Tees store will still go to support his family, his wife, and his children. And his son's name's Brody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check out AEW this week. They're going to be doing a full tribute show to Mr. Brody Lee. Every match is like dedicated to him. It's booked totally. They scrapped their whole plan for him. And CM Punk, if you were like want to see a Punk shirt, I know he's donating all of his merch sales for like the whole month, right, or something. So there's a tons of way to support Brody Lee, and also the shirt that I'm gonna personally pick up is the Lauren Moran designed Brody Lee shirt, the one that she made as his first piece of AEW merch. It's the Exalted one with his official
logo. It's awesome. I've been watching the BTEs. It's on the back of his duster too. Like it's on his entrance.
Lauren Moran made his art. She did a great job.
And the on collar and elbow also as well.
The illustration that she made
that's on our cover page in the Facebook group. That's also available for purchase on collarandelbow.com. You can go on there. That's from Emilio and Lauren. They came up with that. And all the 100% of the proceeds of that will go to the family as well.
Yeah.
I bought that as well.
That's dope. I want to just say the last thing is like about Brody. It's pretty – his story with Cody, his squash match with Cody was pretty fucking good, you know. And his story with Cody was pretty strong this year, got to say. So I think like if we're talking about just 2020 in general – I think that was successful, the dog collar match. I think that was a big, you know, a nice moment for the TNT title. So, good for him, you know. Rest in peace to Mr. Brody Lee. So, anyway, let's move on. Also, by the way, just one last thing about Brody Lee. His IC runs were pretty decent in terms of, like, matches. He actually has some pretty good singles matches that I don't think he gets a lot of credit for in WWE. All right. Anyway, check those out. Some with Ziggler that I remember specifically. Okay, let's move on to get into some lists, some 2020 lists. What do you guys? Lists are fun. What is it about lists that are so fun? You know,
I don't know. It's like an easy, digestible way. And the build, the suspense.
Yes. Yeah.
Fun.
Okay. So anyway, let's get into my first. Oh, actually, hold on, guys. Got a bit of a situation here. It looks like
we're being hacked again. Is
the cow Undertaker Jason Shapiro coming? The champion? Oh. No. Jason Shapiro, the cow champion. I gotta let him in. Look, he's got access to the
privileges.
Zoom calls again. Hello, Shebs.
Sierra Hotel, Echo, Bravo, India, Romeo, Oscar, Shapiro.
Okay.
You're a winner. Welcome to the Space Olympics, the year 3022.
Jason Shapiro, the cow champion, reporting live, I imagine, from Waikiki. Where are you at?
It's Waikiki. It's pronounced Waikiki, man. You better start getting that right because the belt kind of lives here now. Yeah. So if you have any respect for your show and the title that reigns supreme, you better start calling it Waikiki.
Well, I'll say this. Two things I want to say. Just for people who don't know this, the cow champion is allowed on the cow podcast. It's a contractual part of the title, so I can't stop this jabron from coming in. But, Shebs, I will say this, and I'll also say this. You look good. I hate to give it to you, but you're out there in the sunshine. It's beautiful out there. What we're doing the 2020 list. What do you need?
Oh, absolutely. So I've been compiling some lists of my own. I mean, best wrestler of the year, coin toss could go either way. It's either me or Randy Orton. That's the number one spot. But if you want to talk lists, let's talk comedians of wrestling champions. There's been four champions.
Yeah.
I am the fourth, and I will be champion for life. So out of all four champions that will ever exist in the comedians of wrestling universe, the rankings are in.
Currently, so you're here to make the list of the best cow champions of all time list.
Of all time.
Comedians wrestling heavyweight champion. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I wonder what it's going to look like.
I'll tell you what. We're going to start from the bottom. We're going to do a countdown.
Okay.
Okay? The worst comedians of wrestling champion of all time.
Yeah.
Iffy Nawadawe. Iffy is the hands-down single worst champion in the history of this belt. He disgraced the title. He did nothing with the title. He sat on the title. He wouldn't defend the title. He got it in a cowardly fashion. The guy is trash. The worst champion of all time.
I mean, dude, you're saying like you're defending the title. I see you're sitting there in the beach of Waikiki right now.
You're still pronouncing it wrong. It's Waikiki.
Yeah. And so you escaped. You ran off to Hawaii. You went to Waikiki. And now you're like, oh, look at me defending the title, bro. None of us, look, I mean, none of us can, you know where I'm at. I mean, you decided to attack me while I was sick. While I was fucking sick in my house, you attacked Tulo while you knew he was recording the podcast during a snowstorm. I mean, and then you're acting like you're this, like, the reigning defending champion.
Well,
I mean, bro,
look, let's be fucking
Hawaii. Look where you're at, bro. You couldn't be hiding more.
I'm in plain sight. The people of Waikiki are with me, man. I'm here. I'm not hiding. I'm in plain daylight here. But here's the thing. Right. The difference between me
what's the difference?
And a guy like Iffy, who's, I mean, what's he got? He got like a Party City mask and a couple spooky appearances. Like, that's bullshit, okay? What I did, if you want to talk accomplishments, all right, is this is the first swipe of the Money in the Bank briefcase in the history of Cal. By the way, I had to do it in inclement weather conditions, in a blizzard. Oh, it is not advisable to try to drive on those Long Island roads in the heart of a blizzard. Dan, let me tell you something. You would never drive for this title in the weather that I had to brave. I braved the elements to get this briefcase, okay? It was not easy. I almost slipped on the front steps. I almost slipped. So right there, I'm putting my ass on the line. I'm traveling through a blizzard. And let me tell you something. I did a flight from New York to L.A., to Honolulu. I mean, those are 2 6-hour flights through 5 time zones, 2 different airports. I risked my life. I could have got COVID, in the JFK terminal. This is the least secure thing I've ever seen. It looked like a free-for-all. It looked like I call it a corona apocalypse. It was a complete nightmare. I risked my own health for this belt. I put my ass on the line again. Then I defeated a man who I know was testing positive for the coronavirus. That's bravery. Okay, that's bravery. I risked it all for this belt. I've done more for this belt than anyone.
I mean, if what you did is so brave, then why is the internet, why is the Cal universe calling what you did, dubbing it in lieu of the Montreal Screwjob? That's what they're comparing it to. They're calling it the Waikiki Sneaky. I mean,
yeah. Well, why are they calling it that?
Yeah, yeah. Why would they be calling it the Waikiki Sneaky? Dubbing a dubious nickname for
this
what you did.
Look, let me tell you something. It is a time-honored tradition, okay? Yeah. First of all, you want to talk countdowns. The heist of the century, that was last century, okay? We got a new century right now. This is the Waikiki Sneaky. Only the greatest.
The new heist of the century?
And now the Waikiki Sneaky. Why did they give me this nickname? Why? Because I deserve a nickname like this. Because only the greatest moments in sports entertainment history get nicknames like this. And yeah, look, I've absconded with the belt, but I was coming out here anyway. I saw an opportunity, and you know me, I've produced every major comedians of wrestling event in the history of the pod. I've created Calmania. I've created the Adult Wrestling Fan Special. I'm the executive producer of all these things. I'm the brains behind these operations. Of course, I saw an opportunity and was able to put it together, connect the dots, and all the dominoes fall from Tulo through the blizzard to the briefcase, even playing Letterman the whole time, urging him to put a briefcase like that in play because I knew he had the legal chops to do so, playing every part, pulling the strings, and finally it all culminates with me visiting my best friend Dan, smacking him over the head with a briefcase,
while I had a deadly virus.
Excuse me?
We're best friends since we're 5 years old. I had a deadly virus, and you hit me over the head multiple times.
I tried to knock that shit out of you, man. I think you got better after I came over there.
This is the king of spin.
Let me tell you something. It's heavy carrying the crown, man. This belt is 10 pounds of gold.
The fucking spin doctor here, this guy.
You didn't have the energy with your virus. You couldn't. I actually helped you out taking this thing away from you. And by the way, you said I've been your best friend since 5 years. We're still best friends. Tulo, I still love you too, man. You guys are
fuck
my buddies.
You. Go fuck
I'm
yourself.
Doing you guys a favor. This podcast, this championship, this title was dead there in LA. It hasn't been defended in months. Okay? It was a complete nightmare for the pod to have a champion.
If we weren't in a pandemic right now, I'd spit in your face, honestly.
I'm just telling That's you this, I guys. Because I love you guys, okay. Because I love the show, because the fans of the pod needed a little fucking excitement, let's be honest. There was nothing doing. I've given you guys a hero to get behind. I've given you guys a storyline. I've created some booking, and I am the now and forever fourth champion for life, Waikiki Sneaky. Here I go again on my own. Yeah, it's a champion, baby.
So you're, wait, I just want to say this. You're claiming that we're still bros?
Gyrating.
Yeah, you're my best friend. I love you. You're like a brother to me.
Dude, bro. Yo, so, and you're acting. So, yo, so if I fly out of Hawaii right now, we could just do this thing? Have a match?
Absolutely.
You'll give me a rematch?
Dan, I love you. I love the show. I love the fans. There's so many Shabroniacs in this universe. By the way, you're saying people are complaining about this? I think half the people are fucking jazzed that some action finally happened and that a deserving champion is once again at the throne here. But I did this for the podcast. I did this for you. Now you and me have this epic battle. Since the beginning of the pod, people have been saying, when am I going to fight for the belt? And that time is now. I saw my opportunity. I shot my shot. And here we are in beautiful Waikiki. Was it sneaky? Absolutely. But that's how it goes, man. That's how all the best shit happens. So would I give you a rematch? 100% you get a rematch. It's your podcast, baby. All you got to do, you got to take the 2,500-mile journey across the Pacific. You got to get the sanctioned COVID test from the state of Hawaii. It's not a PCR like they have in Dodger Stadium. It's not the rapid test. You got to get a special rapid NAAT test. Those are not covered by insurance. Cost $200 to $300. You get a couple of those within the 72-hour window of your departure. Okay? You need a letter from the governor. You need an exemption. And then we get the board to approve it here in Hawaii. And let me tell you something. I make friends pretty fast. I've already had a couple COVID-safe dinners with the commissioner of the Hawaii State Athletic Commission. So I think I could get you a license. I don't know if we can. I mean, he might not want to give you one for whatever reason. I don't know. But every week, every week, Dan, it could be you, Tulo, it could be you, Hassan, I know, was in line. Letterman coming out here, it'd be epic, the Battle of the Heels. It is an open challenge every week, the day before the pod records. Every week in Waikiki, I will be defending the belt. I will be putting it on the line, and whoever can make it out here, you got a guaranteed shot. And look, and let me tell you something.
That sounds like a shit ton of bureaucracy that you just threw in front of us.
I don't know. This is how I got here, man. There's only one way on the island, and that's through the paperwork. So you get it together, and of course, Dan, I'll even help you get out. I will put in a good word with the Hawaii State Athletic Commissioner. I will sit down with him, and we're doing a luau. We're doing a pig roast on Friday. I'll sit down with him. I'll tell him to move the paperwork along.
God, bro.
As long as you handle the testing and get the flights and stuff like that. And, you know, flights are actually pretty cheap this time of year with COVID and everything. So I'm ready for you. And by the way, it would be an epic match. I think the people want to see it. I think everyone wants to see it. We all want to see you versus me, the bros, baby. Let's do it. Arlen can be the special guest referee. Oh, by the way, what's all this bullshit you were calling into question my Uber driver referee? He had stripes, man. It was a Barca jersey.
Yeah. Barcelona. Yeah, it's Barcelona, brother. It wasn't the black and white stripes, which...
Any stripes will do. And by the way, I booked Calmania. I hire the referees. I sanctioned the guy referee. I gave him 5 stars. I paid. Good tip. Now you're a referee. That's what's up.
Well, I've already had a conversation with Letterman where the cow referees will have to start wearing cow spots, black and white spots shirts. So we make this thing more official.
Had I known, I would have had him in the spots. But you know me, I always stay one step ahead of the law. That's me.
All right, Chips. Street Whisperer. I have all these lists to get to. Do you want to finish your list?
The Kink Master. The Waikiki Sneaky. The Waikiki Sneaker, maybe, will call me. Who knows? One thing you can call me is Champ. Because that's what I am.
You want to finish your list?
Here's the list. The worst cow champion of all time, of course, is Ify Nawadaway. Ify, my God, I'm want him to go away. The third place worst champ of all time, or honestly, you could call him the third best. That'd be you, Dan Black. Daniel, Evan Black, the innovator of the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, a special place in the top three. It's huge, by the way, to be in the top three. So you made it to the top three.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And a little curveball here, a little surprising, a little bit of humility out of the champ. Tied for first.
Oh, my God.
Adam Letterman and me, the fourth and final Comedians Wrestling champion, are tied right now for greatest champion of all time.
Bitch. But Letterman's had a match at least. You've never even had a real match.
I had a match. I showed up to your house and I beat you over the head. I tried to knock the COVID out of you. I tried to help you out, tried to save your life. Okay. And then I took the belt as a fee, as like a copay. So, yeah, that was
like
a match.
This is like talking to Trump. You tried to help me. Right? I mean,
and honestly, I got to be honest, Tulo doesn't remember it, but what we had was almost like a match. It was more of a mugging, but, you know, it was a match of sorts.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Chefs, can I get
my
out
dog
with this
hasn't
list?
Been the fucking
if we're bros, can you let me just do these lists?
Well, that's my list. I just wanted to give you my list. That's the list for best cow champions ever. And by the way, Letterman's spot tied right now just because he's had more days than me, but I have a feeling I'm going to be out here kind of for a few months, years, whatever. You know, so I feel like you talk to me in a month or two, we might have a new number one and a new number two. But right now I'm going to give the kid, because he's so good at reading the law and he sort of blessed this title reign, I got to give him credit. He is tied for greatest cow champion of all time.
Okay.
Anyway, I guess I got to go. My sister's calling me because I'm, you know, I got to help her out with some stuff. I got to go. All right. Good to see you guys. Be well. Tulo, heal up, buddy. Love you. Dan, you know, yourself, you have your title shot whenever you want it. And meet me out here, kids. I'm in these streets.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye. All right, everybody. I'm out. Look, notice my cough comes right back. That is the cow champion. I'll be honest. I'm actually glad we got to hear from him, even though the conversation was pretty fucking frustrating. But we got some clarity on where the title stands. Sounds like a lot of hoops to go through to get it back. But we'll talk more about that in 2021. Sorry to people who had to put up with Shebs, the cow champion.
Brother.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Why don't we move into my first list of 2020.
Let's bounce back from that.
Let's bounce back, okay?
Yep. Well,
first list of 2020, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first list I'm going to do is the best female wrestlers of 2020 list.
Wow. Okay.
How about that?
I like this.
How about that? How about that? How about that? Okay. So I'm going to go for – and by the way, you guys feel free to push back. Feel free to I'll start from the honorable mention slot. People who didn't make the top 10.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's
10? There's 10. These are top 10 lists.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Best – I don't know. What do you say? You know, best wrestlers who happen to be women – what's the most progressive way to say this?
Female wrestlers.
Okay, fine. Great. In the honorable mention slot, I'm going to go with – I put Shotzi Blackheart in the honorable mention slot, okay?
She
didn't really do enough this year for me to really get her in that top 10, but I feel like she had a breakout year over on NXT. She hosted Halloween Havoc successfully. The flavor of a Shotzi as a character is starting to emerge, and it's moving at a nice pace as well, you know, where she's not being kind of jammed down our throats by Triple H. I feel like they're letting her breathe, and I'm expecting a big 2021. So I'd like to give her a nice setup for her 2021 year of dominance over at NXT.
Love that. What a great.
She's on the 2021 watch list.
Couldn't agree more.
Ones to watch.
All right, my second honorable mention for the best female wrestlers of 2020 goes to another woman of NXT. Not surprising, the women of NXT have had quite the year. I would give Candice LeRae an honorable mention for being dubbed the Queen of War Games, specifically. Mm-hmm. Two War Games wins in a row as captain, giving the War Games female match the stakes that I'm looking for. As a man who struggles to care about War Games except for the flavor of it, which is that it's cool to have two rings and big spots, to care about the grill, throwing some steaks on it. Candice is now inherently has some steaks on it, so I give her props. Also, I'll give her props for her cosplay is not as egregious as some of the other cosplays. I don't really know a lot of the references she's doing. It almost feels so like, yeah. So it's almost sneaky enough where it gets past me. What do you guys think?
I like Candice LeRae. Always liked her. Mm-hmm.
Two honorable mentions. All right, let's get into the top 10 list.
I just found Candice and Johnny Gargano on Peloton, so I'm following them on their workouts now. Nice. Yeah.
They feel like a Peloton couple, a little power Peloton
Yeah,
couple.
I did a ride with Johnny Gargano the other day.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Did you beat him?
With Alex Toussaint. No, I looked at his output, what he does every class, and it's 100 more than I even get close to. He's killing it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. At number 10, gotta give it up. I put her in the 10 spot to Becky Lynch. I put her in the 10 spot.
Yeah.
Now, she's been out a lot of the year, but you cannot deny.
Right.
Becky Lynch, who, first off, her moment of revealing that she was going to be a mother was one of the greatest moments of a very dark year, you know?
Yeah. And also, that came right after a very grim Money in the Bank situation. So the payoff there made it worth it.
Right. And
I love her.
And I think that, I think that also she retained at WrestleMania. Right. That was then when she gave up the title, which she didn't actually lose. She had the longest run with that title. Right. So just even though Becky Lynch and then also gave birth to probably
Rollins,
the future best female champion of all time, Lil Rue Rollins. So I just think Becky steals the show in maternity, you know, her pictures were a big deal. And to me, Becky Lynch is still the best female wrestler. Like, she's number one by far. It's not even close for me personally.
Yeah,
so,
she's my favorite.
Yeah, where are you guys at?
Think about what it's going to be like when she comes back. That's how much you know, is that everybody's kind of like on the edge of their seat for when it's going to happen. Will it be Rumble? Will it be Mania? Whenever it is, SummerSlam. It can take a whole
nother
year.
It's going to be a while.
But when it happens,
it's going to be a while.
When it happens, it's going to be fucking magical.
Well, because
and I
do
hope
we
there's
even
a live
honestly
crowd for
have
it.
A? We do. We have Lacey Evans has a kid, you know, but we haven't seen one of the modern women wrestlers go through childbirth and come back, you know?
Right.
And that is a big deal, you know. Mm-hmm. And Becky, I think Becky's Becky. She's great. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm putting
her
at number 10 just because her year was cut short. But to even be on this list, I think is pretty impressive.
All right.
All right. That's number 10. Number nine, I put Charlotte Flair, who was also not around
for
a lot of the
year. Yeah, she has the opposite of Becky Lynch. They were both here for a little bit of time.
Right. It's odd. But remember, Charlotte won the Royal Rumble this year and won the women's tag titles this year.
And the NXT title.
And the NXT title. She still shadily had a good year, even though it was not that memorable because she was gone for a big chunk, you know?
Yeah.
So, but still, Charlotte, I put her in the 9 spot. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that. The only argument you might have is that since she won the Rumble, maybe she should go even lower, maybe. Because she did also beat Rhea at Mania. But when it came down to it, I had to put Becky and Charlotte at 9 and 10 because of the amount of absence for the year.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Number 8. Shayna Baszler. I put her in 8.
Nice.
Now, this list is objective.
It's an objective list. Yes.
She's not one of my guys.
Top 10 faves.
No. She's not one of my guys, and I would argue in many ways, did not fully grab the brass ring here. I think if you can look at this one of two ways. She's on the top 10 list, or you can look at it in the light of she should have been number 2 or something. You know what I mean? That's up to you, really, you know?
Yeah.
But she did get to wrestle Becky at WrestleMania.
She got the biter, too.
She got the biter. She got to win the Elimination Chamber, right? Tulo was there, I believe, right?
Yeah, I was.
That was this year. That was this year.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's March. Crazy.
Right.
End of March. Oh, I should not have been there.
Right?
Oh, my God. That was at the end of March?
Yeah. We were.
And then she won the tag titles this year.
She had a really good showing in the Royal Rumble, too.
Yeah, she had a decent year. Man, I just realized I messed up. I got to add something to – I'm going back to honorable mention, okay?
Okay.
I'm adding Bianca Belair to my honorable mentions list because I did not put her on my list, okay?
No, I think she definitely has a place at least in the honorable mentions.
Because of her performance in the Royal Rumble this year.
Yes.
I think after that, she kind of fell off. Just purely booking, I think she deserves it. And I think actually she's coming back now. Because Charlotte's a big fan of Bianca Belair. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're starting to have a program going, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be her breakout moment. But I think she deserves honorable mention for her Royal Rumble performance. And I think she deserves better booking. Okay?
I think there's no denying her right now. She's in the anti-vaping commercials too, which, hey, listen.
Yeah.
If Bianca's telling you not to vape, you might.
I'm not afraid of her.
But Aaron? Yeah, she's all over, mega talent, makes her own gear. She's got it all. The hair, the ponytail is incredible.
Yeah.
Big.
She's got a great attitude.
She deserves to be in the top 10. I understand why she isn't. But I think everything she's done up until this point only shows her.
Well, she's another one who's potential. On the watch list when the list for 2021. Is
done. Right. That right, exactly.
I will tell you my thing.
I'll say when I tell you the whole list, you could say who you would have bumped. No, because it's actually harder than you think.
No, yeah, I know, and I so far have
agreed
with
your list.
That was
a little bit of a Trump tone there, Dan.
I think Bianca
a little Trumpy. Did I get a little Trumpy?
Yeah, a little
listen,
bit.
Listen, many
it's
people are saying
think.
It's harder than you think.
Two spots where I think she'd
my Trump voice is gone.
I would love to see Bianca win the Royal Rumble because she had such an awesome showing last year, and I think her versus Sasha at WrestleMania is mega bucks.
Yeah,
and then or Money in the Bank, which because they need to really bring that back and make it relevant because it's been weird. Money in the Bank.
Yeah,
so.
I like I said about the thing with Money in the Bank, I believe that Vince is creatively bored of the Money in the Bank. That's my whole theory about the Money in the Bank. I will say
Bianca Belair deserves to wrestle at WrestleMania this year. That's my thing to say about her. She should be someone that is displayed to the world on a constant basis because that's how amazing she is.
Like, okay. We'll
put her at WrestleMania. I hope that's where she is.
Okay. We'll put her in the Performance Center for WrestleMania. All right. She could be one. I'm seeing right here Vince is booking her right now as a COVID compliance officer on set there. Mm-hmm. I can't control that. That's, you know. Anyway. All right. So that is my number 8 was Shayna Baszler, right? Mm-hmm. Who, yeah. Okay. My number 7, I went to Rhea Ripley. Nice. Also wrestled Charlotte at WrestleMania, came up short as well, had some killer matches this year. She was gone for a little bit of the year for COVID, like she was in Australia, I think. But Rhea Ripley has just had another year of becoming a star in WWE. I feel like she also figured out her look as well. Like, the eyebrow thing I think is really cool.
Sick.
That looks like kind of like a saber slash, mm-hmm. you know? I think that she's just becoming a bigger star. Like, her profile rise. I think also her losing to Charlotte adds nice story to her. They cut great packages with her of her talking about, like, how, like, Mania was a big letdown, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's great storytelling for her that I dig. And then her feud with Raquel Gonzalez. That's her name, right? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, it's tonight.
Yeah. It was pretty fun and fun to watch. Yeah, yeah. So Rhea Ripley, I mean, no surprise. My expectations for Rhea Ripley is that she goes way lower on this list in 2021, you know?
Yeah.
As she comes up to the main roster.
That could be.
Okay. No, my number 6 female wrestler of 2020 is Io Shirai.
Great.
had a dominant run.
One of my guys.
Had a bunch of great matches in NXT. No surprise. We've been mentioning a lot. All these wrestlers, actually, I've mentioned have been in NXT, including, I believe, Becky even wrestled in NXT a little bit at the beginning of the year, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, Io Shirai, I mean, just great, great matches. Great. I love all the promos underwater, all the packages she was doing underwater. Those were dope. And then the In Your House match is the match that that sticks out for me the most this year. Because I believe she jumped off the roof, right? which was iconic.
She's had a lot of spots, this year.
Yeah. She also had that ladder match.
The garbage can spot off the top of the War
garbage
Games.
Garbage can spot off of the War Games. She's delivered as champ.
Her
no
poppy
question.
Entrances.
Poppy entrance.
Her gear. Truly just.
Were the poppy entrances this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She's delivered.
It was like forever ago.
She's a massive star.
All right. My number five female wrestler of the year, guys. So that's what is Alexa Bliss for her work with The Fiend.
Yeah.
Now
he goes.
Well,
I mean,
here's
come
where
on.
You could get. Here's where this gets kind of controversial because I don't even remember Alexa wrestling a match in 2020. But I find it to be irrelevant because her work with Fiend was great. You know, and actually was one of her most effective years for me personally. I think she killed it, you know?
Yeah. She's in like an acting role now.
Yeah.
And she's a great actor. I think she was wrestling this year, though, with Naki, right?
Yeah.
They were tag team
teams.
Yeah.
And I think that her role, like, I think the women's division suffers from, like, captivating in terms of story a lot of the times because first off it's not all their fault. It's first off this is the reason I separate these lists as women and men is in wrestling it doesn't matter that much, but the TV time makes it completely unfair.
That's
you know
true.
The men get so much more TV time, so it's like if I made a list it's going to be way more men, you know.
Right.
So that's a big reason I was like when I was thinking about this why because I started it as the list and I started realizing like it's until they're getting equal TV time, then we can talk about it.
I would even say that everybody on your list so far is on TV every single week, literally.
Yeah,
like every single woman that's in this top 10 has, especially in NXT. They main event NXT every week. Yeah, so it's like I think this is a great way to display it is because they are literally on TV every single week. These women, it's crazy. It's awesome. I love it.
All right, so Alexa Bliss. No surprise there. Killer, killer, killer
Poured
year.
Poured gasoline on herself. I was screaming last night.
Oh, my God.
It's like, poor gasoline.
Did you see that swampy meme?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on, you guys.
Can we talk about that for
a second?
I'm
just waiting for someone to flag it. Yeah.
I was like, yo, I agree this is swampy, but this is funny.
Enough people commented and were like, this is swamp, but...
What did it say?
What does that say about that person? I'm trying.
It was basically like, I know Randy Orton's hot, but
but this is excessive.
This is excessive.
Yo, come on, that's funny. Because Randy,
I appreciated it.
It's definitely disgusting.
But no one flagged it, so it stays.
I had no problem with it. Ooh, got a little COVID.
36 likes on Facebook. 36 likes, which is probably the highest rated.
It just is funny. It is funny. It's just some things are gross and funny. You know, they don't, you know.
And Randy Orton is hot, so.
Yeah, and we talk about that a lot, so it's kind of on game for the pod.
Exactly.
Anyway, Alexa Bliss, number five. My number four goes to Bayley.
Yeah, I had a feeling she was going to be in the top five.
Bayley.
Don't like her.
Longest running SmackDown champion, right? Mm-hmm. Bayley had two. She retained the title at Mania at WrestleMania, right? This year?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, she retained the title this year with the help of Sasha. She retained the title. She had the longest running SmackDown champion in history. And I feel like people talked about Bayley a shit ton. That's my main thing. Is that like whether you liked Bayley or not, if I think about this year of the Cow Facebook group, if you're not a member of our Facebook group, join. Comedians Wrestling Facebook group. Talk about wrestling at 4 in the morning. Join it. Great time. Bayley was causing a reaction, you know?
Yes.
And as wrestling fans, we're talking about heat. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't love everything Bayley did. I don't think it all was clicking totally, but she was pissing people off in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, I think as I get more and more watching wrestling, you know, like, it's more and more of like, the less I start believing of like, turn off the TV, heat is even a thing, you know? Like, so I just feel like she, I'll give her props. I'm not a huge Bayley mark. I don't own any Bayley merch. I'm mm-hmm. happy she's not the champion anymore. You know what I mean? But and then she also had some killer matches. That Hell in the Cell match with Sasha was incredible. Yeah, she's number four for me. That's where I feel like the perfect spot for Bayley. You know,
I could argue mm-hmm. that she could be number one. Honestly, it's like it's that kind of a year for her. She was she literally was no. You have to think about no Charlotte, no Becky, right? So who is going to be left to carry and make? Keep women's wrestling up there, and she was a big reason for it. I mean,
there's an argument to make her number one,
and even to say it. She brought out the best version of Sasha. It was like when Sasha came back, it was like, and then when they started working together, it was like, wow, this works. Like, and now because of that, Sasha's even like way up top. So I 100% definitely, I would say top three for me, 100% Bayley. Yeah. But I'm trying to run my who's left, and I'm interested to hear the rest.
Yeah. My number three is not a surprising one, but I think you guys might. We'll see what you say. My number three female superstar of the female wrestler of the year, specifically not a superstar, is Britt Baker.
Yeah, I was gonna
I knew it. Yes. Yeah. I was waiting for her, and then when she wasn't in like 10 through 5, I was like, okay, so she's towards the top.
Well, I'm trying to figure out because you're saying about how much Charlotte and Becky miss. I'm like, Britt Baker barely wrestles, so there's no way she's still in this list. And I was going to be like, we should make Britt Baker an honorable mention because she didn't really wrestle.
Britt Baker, I put it number three. Britt Baker, I think, was some of the most captivating fun shit on AEW.
Yeah.
I think that she really turned people's heads, really found her fucking groove. And I think, like, people were talking about it. I literally considered buying her blood thing. She had the moment where, what was the match? The match was Gargano. Think about this. Ciampa Gargano were wrestling on NXT this year in that like parking lot brawl match or whatever.
Right,
right? And Britt Baker was wrestling.
Was it Sheeta?
Sheeta. And she started bleeding. And people in the Facebook group were kind of like, yo, I think I'm more into this Britt Baker match than a Ciampa Gargano match.
I'm going to go turn on AEW.
Yeah. She was bleeding. I feel like she was the Tony Schiavone, Mr. Starbucks shit was great. All her promos were awesome. I thought her personality shined. She turned it around. When I thought about Britt Baker, I was like, I fucking love Britt Baker.
Yeah, me too. I love Britt Baker.
She rocks.
I said it. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was watching some clips.
I have no idea if she can wrestle.
Man, I got to get some Britt Baker merch. I want the Dr. Baker that looks like the Bulls shirt. Like,
I like the one with the bloody nose.
Yeah, I got to.
That one's kind of nasty.
Yeah, it is, but it's based in a real moment. That's her blood from a baker. Does it say blood from a baker?
I don't know.
That's what it should say.
I can picture it.
Anyway, Britt Baker. Yeah, the only match I remember she had, there's two matches, is the one with Big Swole and the dentist office.
Yeah.
But every time she would rip on Reba or whatever, it was a good fucking time.
And her show on AEW Dark that I think they're getting ready to put on AEW Dark.
Oh, yeah. Where they threw the guy through. Who'd they throw through a wall?
What's his name? Mohawk.
Oh, Sean Spears got thrown through the wall. Right?
Yeah. Scorpio Sky just
love to see it.
It's great, like, dude. I mean, there's always these are my lists, so I put personality and character very. It's a very high. It's why you know. Again, this is not just sports. It's not just about titles and blah blah blah. It's about being entertaining.
This isn't like a point system here.
Right.
This is what you feel.
All right, my number two. Female wrestler of the year, I gave to Asuka. I'm not a huge Asuka mark. I like Asuka. I don't love Asuka. But she had a great Asuka had a great year. She was the champion. She got the she won the title. She kept like winning she had like two matches of pay-per-view. I mean, WWE fully got behind her. She did have my one moment of the year that she was cutting a promo with Sasha this year that I fucking hated, where she was like making it like very hard to work. As from an improv perspective, it was very frustrating to watch. But ultimately, listen, you can't deny Asuka's year. She's essentially, you said Bayley, but honestly, I think Asuka's the face of the company for women when Becky and Charlotte were gone. And I think that's kind of undeniable.
Well, yeah, they like literally handed it to her when the day Becky left.
That's true. Great point.
So, all that being said, the number one female wrestler of the year of 2020, I'm giving to...
Let's go.
Sasha Banks. Okay, so, look. I think that might, I don't know, maybe might surprise some of you. It's the old version.
I like the old version better.
I like the old version more. It's better. But, yo, Sasha Banks, listen, you're not going to be on Mandalorian and not be number one here. Like, the woman's champion. She's on the fucking Mandalorian. She's successfully crossed over into not only mainstream, the number one show. Like, the number one show gave a spinning DDT to Boba Fett. You understand? She gave a swinging DDT to fucking one of, if not the most iconic Star Wars character, definitely not the most iconic Star Wars character, but for the hardcore nerd, Mark, and is now part of the Disney Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
On top of that.
And also like a comeback, like to be on Mandalorian from having like a rough couple years is huge.
The long-term storytelling of Sasha not being able to retain, and then her dropping the title to Asuka in that one pay-per-view where both titles were on the line, and you started questioning that.
That was great.
And I think Sasha Banks' gear is just a constant. It's almost like I want to write Sasha Banks featuring her husband guy, you know? Because the Sasha is just looks like a million bucks. She gets wrestling when it comes down to that, which is really important to me. Like, when it comes down to, like, the look, she's always fresh. Always fresh. Like, keeps it fucking tight. Looks fucking... She looks like a million bucks. She's a fucking babe. She's a powerhouse. She... I said she's one of the greatest almost talents of all time, Sasha Banks, because I do wish she could put a promo together that would dazzle, truly, truly dazzle me. But ultimately... Batista didn't do that. He never did that, you know? And he's still getting to that level. So Sasha Banks, I think, what a fucking year for Sasha. Oh, frankly, way overdue of a year. And the fact that they're riding her out as the champion, she's in Mandalorian. This was a no-brainer for me for number one.
Yeah.
No-brainer. You know?
Yeah. No-brainer. So I had Sasha Banks very high up on my list when I had these lists as co-ed for a second. And then I decided to break them out. Yeah, Sasha Banks. Anyway, guys, what do you think of my list? Let me read it down so you can respond.
Yep.
Number one, Sasha Banks. Number two, Asuka. Number three, Britt Baker. Number four, Bayley. Number five, Alexa Bliss. Six, Io Shirai. Seven, Rhea Ripley. Eight, Shayna Baszler. Nine, Charlotte. 10, Becky. Honorable mentions, Bianca Belair, Shotzi, and Candice.
Yeah, I think it's a good objective list because Becky and Charlotte, one might feel belong at the top of any list of female wrestlers, but within the context of all that happened in 2020, I think they belong on the list, but it's fair to have them at the bottom.
Yeah.
I would say it's your list, so in a general, more regular list, it would be Bayley would be in the top three, and Britt Baker probably wouldn't even really just overall, but I agree having Britt Baker up there because she deserves to be there. I also think at least an honorable mention should be given to Sheeta. I know you don't. I know that it can be argued that she doesn't deserve to be on the list.
Yeah, I would say
she really didn't make the women's title, but for the fact that she is the only one really getting TV time and the one that's out there, and the way they've just kind of, that's, I think, more booking than her being a talent, because she has put on a lot of really great matches, but the obviously the storytelling is there. So I think that mentioned. But other than that, I agree with your list. I think it's a really great list. I really have no gripes with it whatsoever.
Okay. Phil's telling me I already went 30 minutes on that list, and I'll tell you this, I got two more lists. So I think they're really fun, though. So I think they're fun. I think they're fun.
You can always save maybe another list for a
bonus. No, episode. These have to happen.
It's the last cow.
It's the last cow of the year. All right. Before we get out to the next list, though, Aaron, I'm going to throw over to you for a special insert list before my next list.
Yep.
And Aaron.
Yep.
We had the Cow Movie Club. A lot of people know when the pandemic hit, you and I committed to doing a movie every single week.
Yes.
And we watched a lot of movies with pro wrestlers in them. So, Aaron, I want to give a Cow Movie Club roundup for the year.
Yeah, a Cow Movie Club roundup.
Give a recap so people, like, now end of the year, people are all from work. Movies they can watch. And by the way, most of the movies we watched are available for free on major streaming platforms.
Yeah. And we should say the Cow Movie Club will return in 2021 because people are clamoring. People are dying. We don't hear the end of it. Everyone wants CMC to come back. It will be back in 2021. Right. We're not leaving quarantine anytime soon, so we'll keep talking about movies. But
well, specifically, people really – I did get a lot of feedback. People – I know I had two patrons quit once we stopped doing the Cow Movie Club, which was cool to me because it was like, you guys care. So I love that.
Yeah.
It's actually weirdly a negative thing that I felt positive about.
Sure.
But also, a lot of you guys, in the beginning, we talk about stuff we're watching and we give a lot of recommendations of things to watch. And and so people were really missing that. So that's something I'm taking that feedback. So we'll figure out how to fit that in because me and Aaron are always talking about what we're watching.
Yeah, we always have a lot of racks. But if we're looking at the Cow Movie Club year in review.
Let's get a special report from Aaron.
Oh, my specialty.
The Cow Movie Club special report.
Thank you, Dan.
A little crossover from the Regular Guy News / Dan Black Attack podcast. Aaron,
bringing you a special report on the Cow Movie Club year in review. So Dan and I started off 2020 by seeing a little picture that came out at the end of 2019 that we just barely snuck into, Jumanji The Next Level.
Theaters together.
Yeah, we saw that in the theater.
And somebody's agent, clearly.
No, that was Stuber last summer. Jumanji we saw in Glendale, and there were teens, families, pretty full theater, pre-COVID times. Dan had to go, we had to go up down three floors to take a piss.
Yeah,
it was a great experience. So if that's how we started the year, that one we gave a high rating to, but it didn't touch the 5-star rating of Jumanji Part 1.
Right.
So looking back at the year, we had one unanimous 5-star film in 2020.
Wow.
And
only one?
Only one.
Unanimous meaning both of us.
Both of us. And incidentally,
it's 5 booze, by the way.
Oh my God. Sorry. I'm on the wrong system.
You're on the wrong system.
Wow. 5 Moo Movie, the only one, incidentally stars the worst wrestling actor there is, Kurt Angle. And that movie is Warrior from 2011, I think. The MMA movie. That was the only...
5 moves.
Yep, 5 Moo average.
Yeah, the movie Warrior, it's one of my favorite movies. I think it's free to watch on Prime or something.
Yeah.
That movie's great. As a matter of fact, Nick Nolte nominated for an Oscar for Warrior. It has Tom Hardy in it, who's the fucking best. That movie's great. Kurt Angle's in it, and he's great in it because he says nothing.
All he does is
MMA fight. That's a great movie, and we both gave that 5 stars.
We both gave that... 5 moves, easy moves.
So if you're looking for a movie to watch tonight, yeah, great.
Yeah. All right. Some other honorable mentions from this year, movies that I would consider like sleeper hits that we went into not knowing anything that really stood out to us. Another Version of You starring Lana. She executive produced this movie. It's available on Prime. We both really liked it. And this is a movie you would never hear about if you hadn't gone to Lana's Instagram.
Lana produced, rom-com. And Miro's in it as well, by the way.
Yes.
Rusev, Putria, Rusev match. he is in the movie. He's, as always, terrible.
That almost killed you saying that.
Rusev Putria.
Bro, I'm dying, man. Robitussin's doing nothing, bro.
You can't speak Bulgarian when you're...
Yeah, that movie, Another Version of You, if you want to watch that, it was an enjoyable watch. Lana's in it, and they produced it. Her and Miro produced it. So making an indie movie is really difficult, and it turned out to be a movie we liked. We gave it, I don't know, probably four moves or something.
Yeah,
right?
I think we gave it about four moves. Other standouts this year, Bushwick, starring Dave Bautista.
Love Bushwick.
Available on Netflix. This movie, I mean... We went into it knowing nothing except Batista's in it. And the turn that it took was so surprising and so enjoyable. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, another movie definitely for the budget, too big of an idea for how much money they had. But Batista's fucking great in it. He's just on-screen magic, the guy. Great. Mm-hmm. Another movie to watch, Bushwick. It was a great watch.
Check it out.
I'm going to write these down.
One that I kind of forgot about till I looked back. Yeah. We watched the CM Punk horror movie, The Girl on the Third Floor. Yeah. Pretty fun watch. Not a great movie, but worth checking out. CM Punk is the main character. So
if you give
it a
CM Punk fix.
Yeah.
Because in the Thunderdome, if you get kicked out immediately if you chant CM Punk.
Right.
You can get that over on The Girl on the Third Floor. Not a great movie, mm-hmm. movie, but also if you like cheap horror, it's worth watching.
It's definitely worth a watch. Yeah. I want to give performance of the year in the movie club.
Wow.
To Russell Crowe in Virtuosity.
Wow. He has not got any. First off, I don't think he got praise in that. Even in the 90s, and let alone
now. It
took
30 years to get
great
here.
Performance. I adored Russell Crowe in Virtuosity.
He is so...
Why did we watch this? What wrestler's in this movie? Bruce Buffer.
Yes.
Michael Buffer's
Michael
in that
Buffer.
Movie.
And
but also,
Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock's in the background
appears,
of a shot.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like on a TV screen, I think. Okay.
Lengths we go to find a wrestler in the movie just to watch it.
That was,
Before I get to the low points of the year, I also just want to shout out the 2011 classic Inside Out starring Triple H, aka the Pickle movie.
I gave that five moves.
Dan gave this movie five moves. Required viewing.
Is it Michael Rapaport in that?
Yeah, Michael Rapaport.
Yeah, Michael Rapaport.
That episode is so fucking funny, dude. Please listen. This is a great one where you don't actually watch the movie.
Check out the movie to get
I would argue that you don't need to watch Cow Movie Club movies to listen to the episode.
Yeah,
we explain the plots of it and talk
we'll
about
spoil
the wrestlers.
It for you,
whenever I go on a road trip, I'll always pop on a Cow Movie Club of a movie I haven't seen. Just
the Pickle movie's insane. I mean, Triple H is obsessed with pickles. Okay. A couple quick low points of the year. Yeah, I want to send my condolences to Jacob Levitt because the Marine Corps is a piece of shit. Okay. It's horrible. I'm sorry, but it is. And the two worst movies we watched this year both starred Kurt Angle, and one of them is called River of Darkness.
Oh my God, River of Darkness is a fucking terrible movie.
This movie is so fucking bad. I don't even understand. The twist that happens in the last 5 seconds of that movie, I couldn't even tell you.
Kurt Angle is so bad in movies.
God.
It's insane.
And
Kevin Nash is in that also, right?
As like one of the
creatures
from the River of Darkness. Yeah, he's just painted silver.
Oh my God.
Okay, and then the worst movie I've ever seen, I couldn't even finish it. It's also starring Kurt Angle and available on Prime. It's called Chasing Molly.
Chasing Molly.
This movie is the worst. My condolences to the woman who stars in it, who sent us a DM last year and asked us to watch it. Thank God we never responded. But it sucks. It's so bad. I couldn't finish it.
Wait, the woman who stars in it sent us a DM?
I found the DM that she sent us.
It was deep in the Cow Podcast DMs.
Actually, people send us movies all the time, and I'm just fucking an idiot. People send us movies to watch and talk about on the pod, and I just don't.
I mean, I've checked out at least one of them that has been sent to us, and it was of Chasing Molly quality, so it's fine.
Yeah.
So those were the two worst, and they both start Kurt Angle. So worst performance of the year, goes to Kurt Angle in every movie other than Warrior.
Can I give one more recommendation, Aaron?
Yes, of course.
I this movie, I didn't hate it. The movie Changeland.
I was going to bring up Changeland. But I just didn't know where to put it because it wasn't like a great performance.
No,
it wasn't it's not a standout.
Not a great movie, but has Randy Orton in it. And there's almost no Randy Orton movies that are non-WWE studios. You know?
It was nice to watch. Beautiful scenery in Thailand. It's a little heartwarming buddy movie. Changeland definitely is on the honorable mention list.
Yeah, Seth Green movie.
Seth Green's directorial debut.
Yeah. For the 2021 club, can I request
that? I mean, you have to be a Patreon at the $20 tier or above, but I'll take it into consideration.
Can we watch Mohawk on Prime? It stars Brody Lee.
Oh, well, that's definitely a possibility.
I heard it's awesome, too.
Oh, that's
really
cool.
Good movie.
I mean, we have Blockers to deal with still. Yeah.
Blockers.
We forgot about Blockers. Yeah.
I mean, I saw a little bit of Blockers today, but I don't know if we're going to be able to get the whole movie for Cow Movie Club. But maybe in sometime in
By the way, if you're not a patron, this episode's going to be super long. So go to patreon.com/meadresses to support this podcast. Let's move on, Aaron. Great roundup. Great special report.
Thank you so much.
Let's move on to my next list. Great job, Aaron.
Thank you, Dan.
All right. Okay, Jesus. looks like I think that the soundboard has a cough as well.
Soundboards can get COVID?
Best male wrestlers of 2020.
Wow.
I didn't see this list coming.
You didn't see it coming?
No.
Wow. And it's not even my last list. All right. Honorable mentions for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have Robert Stone is an honorable mention for dangling off the cage. You know what I mean? Remember when he dangled off the cage?
Got run over by a tank.
Dude, Robert Stone was mad funny this year. It's ridiculous to even put him here. He's not in the top 10 by any means, but Robert Stone, he gets I just want to mention him, give him props, all right? I'm giving props to Brody Lee, who I already mentioned. I'm giving honorable mention to him for his feud with Cody the TNT feud, and just for that moment of that squash happening, which none of us saw coming on AEW Dynamite. We already talked a bunch about Brody, obviously. Okay. Another honorable mention I'm giving to Brock Lesnar's Royal Rumble performance this year. Wasn't around a lot this year, but led to a great Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. so I'm just giving him an honorable mention for just making the Rumble, that first half of that Rumble, really fun. The first act of the Royal Rumble, if you will.
That's right. Good call.
Because that was crazy this year. I'll also give an honorable mention to Edge for his Royal Rumble debut, the second act of the Royal Rumble this year. It was a Rumble told in two acts. One of my favorite Royal Rumbles. Wow. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about this list right now, and I can't wait to see where you go.
Right. I'm also giving one more honorable mention to Chris Jericho this year. Just for, his title run came to an end this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was definitely then started being more on the back burner, had some fun feuds, but was using more to boost other talent. So that's why I'm not really putting him in the top 10 this year. But, like, he easily could go in. Yeah. For me, I just had him in that last spot. Because 2019, he was probably, like, number two or one or something. You know what I mean? But, like, 2020... for just more his announcing and more of his support role, and for being part of the, all those great MJF segments, I'm putting him in honorable mention this year, which, some people might want him higher up. I personally wouldn't mind if he would tighten up. Okay. All right. So let's get into the top 10 list. Okay. For the male superstars, male wrestlers of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 10, I'm putting Keith Lee at number 10.
Big year.
Had a huge, huge, undeniable year, including his Royal Rumble performance, which was really good. And Brock's moment of being like, he's a big boy, you know?
that was great.
Guys remember, yeah. He also held both the NXT North American and Heavyweight Champion, then debuted on Raw, and is already now has a title shot. He pinned Randy Orton. Just had a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous year. Undeniable about Keith Lee. I mean, I guess he had the bad PR of being sent back to the performance center. Doesn't seem to be stopping his momentum, you know?
Yeah, he's got a title match on Monday.
Right. So I think he's still in the running. I don't think I need to explain Keith Lee, right? Great year for Keith Lee in the 10 spot.
I would even say, giving him credit, that successfully worked through his transition to Raw when they changed his music, changed his gear, and now he's like, all right, he survived that, which could have killed him, honestly.
Yeah, it seemed like he's Vince might have some problems with him as a total package, but he's impressed Vince enough where he gave him a 24, which was really good. And so, Keith Lee at number 10. Number 9, I'm going to the Monday Night Messiah, Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. Had a huge, huge year. Not at the top, no titles involved, but extended that Dominic Mysterio feud.
Oh, my God.
About as long as it was. Also, just got this Monday Night Messiah feud over. I said Rollins is the guy who I think really suffered for not having the crowd. I think this year he's an example of one of them. There's a bunch, but I think he would have been getting a shit ton of heel heat. Mm-hmm. To bounce back from his kind of disaster of the crowd turning against him and then turning this feud into this Monday Night Messiah thing, it was great. I think Rollins, before he bailed to have a kid, had a great, great, great run in 2020. I dug what he did. Mm-hmm. Number 8, Sami Zayn. I gave a big spot to Sami Zayn this year. I think Sami Zayn had a killer year, and I would say he's one of the first guys in a long time to make the IC title feel relevant.
Couldn't agree more.
Since Miz, almost, right?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
He perfectly slotted into that IC slot and was cutting some great, great heel promos. And then that kind of eked out at the end of the year. This T-shirt that Tulo's wearing right now had a great great T-shirt. Found himself. I really was a fan of Sami Zayn's year. I'm kind of bummed they gave the title to Big E, to be honest, because
I'm not bummed at all about that.
It's Big E's great, but I just feel like Sami Zayn was on a roll with the IC title. And I wish you held it a little longer, but I'm also very pro pushing Big E. Mm-hmm. So, Big E's not on my list, I'll tell you, but I think Big E's more of going to be a 2021 list guy.
Yeah.
You know, he eked out this, he had that win really at the end of the year here. So we'll see where Big E goes. I'm expecting big things for him in 2021. Mm-hmm. But Sami Zayn, killer this whole. The whole outfit, everything, his promo, he's got perfect, like, heel shit where you're like, this guy's such a prick, you know? All his thing of, like, winning by countout was a blast, you know? Plus, I always pop for the hell of a kick. And the thing with the hell of a kick is that when he's wearing, like, boots and the army pants, it makes it even cooler, I think. It's like a big Gestapo kick, you know? Number 7, male wrestler of 2020. I go to MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, who got on the New York Times
list
for best performances of 2020 for his the dinner. What was it? The dinner. What were they called it? What was that thing called? The dinner. I don't know. I forgot what it was called. The steak dinner thing.
Yes.
The dinner of the festival of friendship or whatever. I mean, MJF, he didn't win a title. He doesn't need titles, but MJF has just fucking had a killer year, and I expect this guy to keep moving lower and lower. I doubt he's going to be up at 7 in 2021. I imagine him to be probably in the 4 spot or something by next year.
Wow.
But we'll see. Who knows? So that's my first AEW, by the way. In the 6th spot for best male wrestler of the year, I went to Jon Moxley. Uh, I thought he had a great run as the AEW champion. I think I would say it's one thing that I saw as me. I'm in, you know, you guys know I'm in a lot of swampy Facebook groups and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think that it was definitely mixed. There were some people who kind of didn't love exactly what he was doing, but I think that he was. He made AEW fun. I pop for him every time. The fact that how much I hated him as Dean Ambrose, and then how much he was a believable champion over there, and every time his music would hit, he'd come from the crowd, that people would go nuts. I think it was a successful title run. I think he led at the top of AEW, and he did a great, great job, I think. At least to be number six. You know, I didn't put him number lower than – he's not in the top five, you know? Too low? Any response?
No, I think that's a – I mean, case could be made for him being the best wrestler of the year for some people. To me, I don't think – you know, I didn't really connect with his title run as much. But right. I respect the fucking shit out of him and what he's done at AEW and the matches he's put on and how entertaining of a human being he has become as Jon Moxley. I will say ditch the pants and go with the fucking –
undies. What, those booty shorts look good on him?
Booty shorts. Have you seen the pictures of him?
The barbed wire one. Yeah, I seen that.
Smoking the cigarette back.
He's got like Sandman vibes. It's good.
Yeah, I think the shorts would be a good transition for him. I think when he comes, I think this is a big time for him. Also, going to be a dad. Congratulations, him.
Yeah.
And I think big this congrats. Is a new.
I'm excited to see him come back. I hope there's like a – whoa, cat's going across.
A lot of dads coming up the pike here, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move to number five. So that's my top ten is Keith Lee, Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, MJF, Gian Meeksley. and number five goes to
– Roman Reigns is always here.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Roman number Reigns.
Number five.
Who is for the first time ever on one of my lists in a non-obligatory role. A fully earned killer year for Roman Reigns. He's knocked up higher because he was not around the whole year. Mm-hmm. So I think that's my argument for why he's not lower. But he's having this title run. It's going swimmingly. No complaints from me about Mr. Roman Reigns earning his role as the top wrestler in WWE right now, great. Really. And Jesus, you know? Fucking this
table.
Tribal chief. The head of the table, the tribal chief.
Head of the table.
Excited to see. Even if they did a Brock Lesnar match with Reigns at Mania, I would think that's awesome. And that says a lot somehow, you know?
Yeah.
But if they give us that Rock match, oof, can you imagine?
Samoan showdown.
The Samoan showdown. And if they both rock three-quarter pants and no shoes, we'd love it. All right. Roman Reigns at number five. I don't really need to argue anything there. Number four goes to
Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara.
This is my moment.
Goes to the Fiend. I put the Fiend
number four
in the number four spot. God, what
does
else?
Does this count Bray Wyatt?
The Fiend / Bray Wyatt.
Okay. Just checking.
Yes, that's a good question. Uh-huh. The Fiend / Bray Wyatt both go in the number four spot. What can you really say? Do I need to describe the Fiend? I mean, his match with John Cena was fucking amazing this year. He's on a fucking tear. If he could wrestle, if he could wrestle a little better, I'd put him at number one, you know? But that's not what I'm looking for him. I think that it's a tough choice, but I put him at number four, loving what the Fiend's at. Love it. Don't need him to have any titles. Keep him away from the title. Number three in the men's list, I'm giving to Cody Rhodes. Cody, another successful year for Cody, keeping AEW relevant all year, staying at the top, building that brand. Cody's Cody, man. I don't know what else you could say. Putting on 14 pounds of muscle and putting
moving
guys
about 14
over.
Spots on the charts. Mm-hmm. Each pound earned them another ranking approval.
Yeah, I mean, Cody is Cody, man. Well, what can you say about Cody? He's just fucking another killer year staying at the top of AEW, looking awesome, creating big, 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 big moments over at AEW. All right, number two, just moving on.
Okay.
Because what can you say about Cody? So the 2-1 spot is really interesting. I think I'm
I think this might surprise people the way I go here, but I'm going to go for the number two spot. Goes to...
I hear voices wow. in my head. They I put Randy. Me. They understand. They judge me.
I put Randy at number two.
Number two. Well, now I have to know who number one is.
Well, I think number one's obvious. And then number one, the number one wrestler of 2020 goes to...
From North Carolina.
No, the number one wrestler. No. Goes to... I can't find his music. Hold on. I can't find his music. I will find it, though. I can't find his music. I can't find his music.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Goes to Drew McIntyre. I know, Tula, what you're going to say. Okay. So, here's the deal. Here's wow. my list. My Swerve. Number one goes to Drew McIntyre. Number two goes to Randy Orton. Tough choice. You could argue they're tied. Now, I think you're making a face because of Kenny Omega, Tulo, right?
No, I don't.
Kenny Omega does not belong in my 20. I think 2020, he will be. There's a chance he moves all the way up to one.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? There's but a he had 90% this year.
I can't believe I completely forgot about Drew.
Drew? Actually, McIntyre.
My sights were so set on guys, Randy Orton that I just wasn't even thinking about Drusev.
Here's the deal. I think Randy Orton easily could have went into Vince's office this year and yelled about some booking shit and then been number one. But ultimately, when it came down to it, this is Drew McIntyre's year.
Yeah.
You guys know I lean towards more. Guys having the Drew McIntyre took that title back off Randy. He's going strong. He's going to go into Mania as the champion, I believe, and he is solidified. This was Drew. 2020 was the year of Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton, to even be number two, had that quick title run, is he had, man, if I had to say who was more my guy this year, Drew or Randy, it's Randy. This was fucking, we had the summer of Orton. Randy's just been on a fucking tear. But Randy goes to number two, and I mean that as a compliment, because Randy Orton this year let Randy? Keith Lee pin him. Randy Orton. Let Drew pin him.
Randy Orton.
Let Bray Wyatt pin him, right? Mm-hmm. Let, did he let Bray Wyatt pin him? No, he lit Bray Wyatt on fire.
He changed but he his let stance Edge on Black pin Lives
him.
Matter.
He let Ed pinch him. He let Keith Lee pin him. He let Drew pin him. He lost a lot of huge matches this year, Randy Orton, but still every year would bounce back and be the most relevant top guy. And to have this longevity of career, but 2020 ultimately, it goes to Drew, who won the Royal Rumble, who yeah. pinned Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, had a very believable great run, ending it with the sword. Getting Vince behind him to give it back to him after getting it all for Randy. Great. Drew McIntyre, so deserving. Such an inspirational story about getting fired, coming back. The guy's fucking awesome. 2020 yeah. goes to Drew McIntyre.
No, and
you didn't remember who was number one? Who'd you think it was going to be? Kenny?
No, I remember when you were going over the list, I'm like, where's Drew going to be? I'm like trying to figure it out. And then as we narrowed down, I just forgot about Drew. And I was like,
I had my sights. Like, I was just like, oh, it's yeah, the king of 2020.
Yeah.
Randy Orton. It just like didn't even cross my mind.
All right,
I'm also thinking but about Drew doing it in with no, like successfully having this run with no crowd too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, to do that is huge. Is massive.
Guys, yeah, Drew, all his whole putting his hand up to the screen yeah. totally worked. He had a great fucking run. There's really no argument. It's Drew McIntyre's number one. There's nothing to say. All right, guys, I do have one more secret list. Okay. I do have a secret list.
Secret list.
I think you'll like it. I do have a secret list. But before we do, I want to just quickly talk to you guys. Any merch you want to shout out from 2020? Any sure great merchandises yeah. of 2020 that you want to give to people? I'll do a quick shout out.
Well, listen, I haven't bought merch in a long time, but there are a couple standout items this year, in my opinion. Obviously, first, Slither, okay?
Yes.
How do you not talk about Slither?
Hot Slither summer.
Hot Slither summer, okay? That made a big splash. I mean, Dan, right now, if you're watching on the YouTube feed, he's holding up a Slither sleeveless hoodie.
Yeah.
Yes.
The signature sleeveless hoodie.
Beautiful piece of merch.
Slither on the, yeah. So that was a huge launch, the Slither Fall collection.
With a Slither mask, COVID mask.
Oh, awesome. Oh, beautiful. Look at that.
Slytherin and style.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Can't wear it in San Francisco, but anywhere else you can Slytherin.
Well, we now have Randy's clothing line launched.
Yeah, that was
it's very fun because it's exactly what you expect from Randy. Some of the ugliest clothing that I've really ever seen.
Yeah. I think maybe the only merchus I made this year was the Monday Night Messiah tiche.
Ooh.
I had to go back and see that came out in 2020. And I think it dropped in January.
Wow.
The
stained glass one?
Yes, the original, the stained glass one. That was on pre-order for weeks. That was a big merch moment. And then I'd also like to shout out the Cow Responsible title hoodie.
Right.
Exclusive.
Oh, yeah. Item. That's a 2020 item.
That's a 2020 hot ticket item.
I got
single Aaron, run.
I also didn't buy that much merch this year, but I didn't buy because I just wasn't. I didn't wear that much clothing this year. Like you know, it was a fucking stay inside year. But stuff I did buy. I got my Slither stuff. I love my Sting hat.
Oh wow! I got the Sting hat.
Yeah,
I got the Sting hat, which is dope. I'm just saying the stuff that I had. This was this from this year? A little bit of the bubbly, or is that 2019? That's gonna be 2019,
that's 2019.
Right? I picked up a Drew shirt, which I didn't have. I mean, it's his NXT shirt, but I bought it this year.
Okay.
2020.
In the spirit of the number one.
Yes. Drew stuff. Got some Slither. Got this Cody shirt.
I was going to mention that Cody shirt with the red Nightmare Family tattoo.
Tulo, what'd you have? You said had some essential 2020s.
I only had a couple pieces of merches that there was one I deemed essential merch that I felt like everybody had to buy, which just for the simple fact of it was the Stadium Stampede knockoff.
Oh, that's a great shirt.
Oh,
that's
a good shirt. Because
they lost, right?
Yeah, they lost. And they had them all extra, so they had to sell them they sold them for like $15, like as a joke. Like, we got to get rid of them, so sell them for a cheap price.
Right.
So I just, you know, I mean, just a great piece of merch.
That's a good unit. I should have bought that shirt, actually.
And then a couple custom pieces that didn't come from any specific shots. Yeah. But this was the Laura Moran design, Asuka long sleeve.
Like the Kana paint.
Yeah, with the Kana paint for Church of Joshi.
That's a great shirt.
If you don't know about that, that's Queen in the Ring and the Sheenom. They do a show every Sunday on at the Sheenom's Twitch channel where they watch Joshi.
Are they paying for this plug?
No, I just always plug them. And then this awesome
that was a unit. That was a hot unit.
That's a hot unit. That's
where did that one come from?
Black Lives Matter.
I forget who made it. I'm sorry, but it was a special print that someone did, and then they collaborated to get it for as a fundraising item for Black Lives Matter.
And then where can we buy the Asuka T-shirt? The
one time run
long sleeve. It's a single run, so that's a limited exclusive.
All right, guys.
They sold out in like 24 hours.
Just for time, let's move on to my last list, okay?
Okay.
Great. My last list. I mean, I could put this on the Patreon as a Patreon exclusive, my last list. But this is my – this is called the terrible 2020 list, okay?
Oh.
Yes, this is the – well, actually, this is the – worst wrestlers of 2020 list. Okay? How about that?
Oof.
That's what we're going to call it. This is the worst 20 list. Worst wrestler of 2020 list. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I know who's number one.
Don't. Too low? Don't. Write it down if you want to guess. Okay. Here's my honorable mention. Okay. Honorable mention.
Dishonorable mentions.
Worst wrestlers of 2020. The guy who dressed up like KKK in the Thunderdome.
Oh, my God.
Worst wrestler of 2020. Ugh. The guy who decided to be a KKK member in the Thunderdome. Terrible wrestler of the year.
Disgraceful.
The worst wrestler. Okay, honorable mention of worst wrestler of 2020. The Undertaker farewell.
my God.
The Undertaker farewell was one of the worst wrestlers of 2020, I thought.
That was
an honorable mention. That was truly terrible.
Mention.
A segment that really made no sense.
With the Fiend and the Undertaker will be awesome. That'll be how they're gonna go out.
Oh my god!
Now just see you later, bro.
No, that was a segment that made no sense. Had some Tesla coils, so that was fun. But wrestlers came out and then they kind of disappeared. It was a segment that was many would say very poorly produced, and I'm putting that as dishonorable mention for worst wrestler of 2020. That segment. Okay.
the catchphrase TikTok. I'm giving a dishonorable mention.
Wow, I thought that was going to be your worst wrestler of the year.
No, that's a dishonorable mention.
It's, where it belongs.
The worst wrestler of 2020.
Oh my God.
We gave some good recommendations, though, to Karrion Kross, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And, yeah. Okay. Number 10. Worst wrestler. There's 10. Number 10. Okay. Worst wrestler of 2020 goes to Pat McAfee's in-ring gear.
Ugh.
Number 10, the worst wrestler, one of the worst wrestler of 10-10, number 10, is Pat McAfee's in-ring gear, as well as the worst
wrestler
of 2020. Okay. All right. So that's number 10. Do you guys agree with that assessment? Did you guys think that was good gear? All right.
I'm surprised by how much it pissed you off. I thought it would be a little bit higher on this list, but okay 10, all right. 10. I'm really excited.
I can't wait
to see
for 9
one.
Through number 1. Let's go.
All right. Number 9. Damian Priest miming archery. That was the number 9 of the worst wrestler of 2020.
Bad wrestler.
A 40-year-old man miming archery.
I'm just surprised you called him Damian Priest and not Lance Archer.
Yeah, because I had it written down.
Oh, okay.
That was number 9. That was number 9. Mm-hmm. All right, number 10, worst wrestler of 2020 goes to Aleister Black's eye patch. Aleister Black
had a sickle on it.
He wore an eye patch for some reason. And that was one of my least favorite wrestlers, was Aleister Black's eye patch. I thought that was number 8.
I'm surprised that's this low on the list, but
Yeah. Number 7, worst wrestler of 2020 list goes to Keith Lee's new music. from his main roster, not the new rap music, the music when he came up to the main roster.
His main roster debut.
Really bad. Really bad. Number 7, worst wrestler of the year. Number 6, worst wrestler of the year of 2020 goes to Kenny Omega's pants selection.
That's low. I think
that should be at least top 3. At least top 3.
Well,
you got to be fucking kidding me.
It's number 6.
Let's see.
Are you kidding me?
Let's see what the other 5.
Number 6. All right, maybe you disagree. His Kenny Omega's pants selection was one of the worst wrestlers of the year, mm-hmm. I thought. Mm-hmm. Number 5. Worst wrestler of 2020 goes to Otis's Money in the Bank run.
saddest wrestler of the year.
A wrestler who won the Money in the Bank briefcase, turned it into a lunchbox, lost a legal battle for it,
lost his tag team partner because of it.
Yeah. Otis's Money in the Bank run, number 5 worst wrestler of 2020. Number 4 worst wrestler of 2020 goes to Ashley Green's injuries.
Chelsea Green.
Oh, Chelsea Green, sorry. I knew that didn't look right. Chelsea Green. I mean, I even forgot her name. She's constantly got injured.
She's so
broke her
injured.
Wrist, I think, at the Royal Rumble, then broke it again later, right?
Yeah, right when in the match she re-debuted at.
And then I think she got COVID also.
Oh, man. Every time
she's
they ran
the farce that is Chelsea Green or Ashley Green, whatever you want to call her. She's number 4. Just she like hurt that. Herself
wow.
so many times. It's insane. One of the worst wrestlers of the year, her injuries. Number 3, worst wrestler of the year goes to Lars Sullivan. Just Lars
just
Sullivan.
Straight up Lars Sullivan. The
only wrestler to actually make the list so far.
Lars Sullivan.
He's
just
really
Lars Sullivan.
Bad. Ugh.
He's just bad.
Right.
Number 2, worst wrestler of 2020 goes to Riho. Riho. What? Who's Riho?
Wow.
Where's Riho? Number 2, worst wrestler of 2020 goes to Riho. Anyone want to argue for Riho? Anyone want to make case for Riho?
I don't think. When did she lose the title?
I have no idea. Where's she been? I have no idea. And the number 1
back in Japan.
Worst wrestler of 2020 goes to Jinder Mahal.
Wow.
Jinder Mahal, the worst wrestler of 2020.
He got drafted to Raw. What are you talking
about? Big congrats to Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal.
2017's best wrestler of the year. has dropped all the way to the worst wrestler of the year. I'm not even sure he wrestled this year. I don't have anything to say, but the drop-off, wow. Mm. Unbelievable, as expected.
How the mighty have fallen.
So this list, just to recap, okay. Pat McAfee's in-ring gear. Damian Priest miming archery. Aleister Black's eye patch. Keith Lee's Raw debut music. Kenny Omega's pants selection. Otis's Money in the Bank run. Chelsea Green's constant injuries. Lars Sullivan, Riho, and Jinder Mahal. The worst wrestlers of 2020 wow. list.
What a beautiful list.
What a beautiful, beautiful
truly,
list.
Truly, truly.
All right, everybody. That's the list for 2020. We gave you a lot of stuff to think on. Hit us up. Tell us if you agree, disagree in the Facebook group. We got a bunch. Thank you for a successful 2020, a weird 2020 that we did a bunch of stuff. Actually pushed us out of our comfort zone and got us to a kind of a really fun place. Support this podcast. We are grassroots. We do this ourselves. If you enjoyed this year, we never missed a week for you guys. So we're asking for a couple bucks over on patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. But you also get access to our bonus episodes where we talk about NXT, AEW, answer your questions every week. So support the pod. Give us 5 stars right now on Apple Podcasts. If you've been listening for years and you're not supporting the podcast, consider supporting independent artists on patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. And everybody, stay safe. Don't be like me and get COVID.
If you see Dan, don't approach him. He has COVID.
Yes, do not approach me. Actually, I'm out of the contagious zone is what they say, but that's what they say according to, yeah, but yeah, anyway. And also support Dan Black Attack Podcast, me and Aaron doing the regular guy news over there. And we're bringing some really cool stuff there. I'm really excited to the work we do on that. So if you're a news junkie, you want to hear us talk, I think we have some great combos over there. Make sure to follow our social medias at COW Podcast. Follow me on at Dan Black Attack and subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to YouTube. If you're not subscribing to it, it tells you, you get an email immediately like a new video is live. We're going to be posting more and more exclusive content on the YouTube coming in 2021. So do not sleep on our YouTube.
And you want to watch this. This is more than just a podcast now. Yeah, you want to see the shirts that Nick shows off. You have to watch the video. You know what I'm saying? You want to see our backgrounds. You got to watch the video. It's essential.
Anything else you guys wanted to plug?
At Tito with Tulo on Twitch and Twitter. I was going to launch my channel tonight, but with everything going on, I pushed it back to January 6th. So, if you can come follow along, we have 50 followers. So I'm happy about that. Just going to be doing some, wrestling content and stuff like that weekly and daily. So come
sweet. Check out Tulo's Twitch channel and check out Aaron on, RGN.
Check me out on Regular Guy News. Yeah. I'm traveling all over the globe. Oh, you were in the network. DC? I was in DC. I got Manny's Petties with my good friend Nancy this week. It was really fun. Yeah. So
not, you can't confirm it's Nancy Pelosi.
I can't say.
Okay.
I had to sign an NDA before.
You can't say. No. All right. And
you're a gamer now too. Also,
yo, sometimes on Twitch, I was playing Resident Evil 2 on Twitch the other night. I'll tell you if I'm going to be doing more Twitch shit. Okay. I got too much wrestling to watch.
I don't understand Twitch. I don't know what it is. So you can't find me there.
I mean, listen, let me tell you something. Come hang out. If I was on Twitch, I'd take over. You think there's one guy funnier than me on Twitch? No.
Funny on video Twitch? Games? Probably not.
No.
Yeah, you were asking everybody to help you cheat to beat Resident Evil 2. That was great. Yeah, you're the best gamer ever, bro. You're the best gamer ever, man.
Follow me on Twitch if you want at Dan Black Attack. See when I'm going live. I'll tell you if I'm going to start playing more video games in there. It's not looking good. But everybody, follow the podcast and support the show. Everybody, that's it. Great 2020. Jinder Mahal, congratulations, being the worst wrestler of 2020.
Best wrestling show of 2020, Cowmania 2. Big congrats.
Peter Rosenberg's
to
wig.
All who competed.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, Peter Rosenberg was wearing the Becky Lynch wig.
I loaned it to him.
And we heard from the champ. Everybody, thanks for listening to this extra special, extra long episode. We'll see you guys in 2021. And everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
Comedians of wrestling, I listen out there.